Each year during the Christmas season, Vatican Radio asks leaders of Christian churches, ecclesial communities and charitable organisations to share their greetings and reflections on the significance of the season with our listeners. This evening we bring you a message from Bishop Crispian Hollis from the Diocese of Portsmouth in England.
There's a magic about Christmas which touches everything and everybody, and I love it. For me, the heart of it all is found in my Christian faith and its celebration in church. The retelling of the Christmas story of the birth of Jesus Christ in the stable at Bethlehem always warms my heart and gives me hope. But Christmas is not exclusively celebrated in church and among those who faithfully gather to praise God at this time. It's a time for everyone. I'm not one of those overly concerned with the so-called commercialization of Christmas. The fact that our streets and shops are brightly lit and decorated, and that it is a time of holiday and relaxation, seems to me is God's way of letting us all share in the extraordinary fact that, as the poet puts it, the maker of the stars and sea became a child on earth for me. God was man in Palestine, and lives in our love and joy today. The birthday of Jesus Christ brings hope to a war-torn and weary world. It brings a message of hope and light. God, coming to us in poverty and simplicity, speaks of his love for us. It's a story that's replicated all over the world, wherever human beings are doing their best to live their lives with integrity and love. These days of celebration speak of welcome, acceptance, of dignity and love for every human person. Crucial aspects of the Christian gospel in which this same Christ, whose birthday we celebrate, says, "I was hungry and you fed me. I was homeless and you gave me shelter. I was sad and you comforted me. I rejoiced and you rejoiced with me. Inasmuch as you do these things for one another, you do them for me." So my prayer at this time is that we can all be touched by the love and the generosity of God, so that sparks from his love for us will help us to love one another in peace and harmony. And with those thoughts, I wish you all a very happy Christmas.